Confirmed, your first Porter & Company systematic crypto buy signal. What to do now? On Saturday, we explained the premise of our new Porter & Company systematic crypto service and told you our long-term trend measure on Bitcoin was on track to turn positive at Monday's month end, August 31st, close. It did. As a result, our first real-time buy signal has been confirmed, the first such signal our rules have generated since the 2023 bull market began. Under the rules, both our core and frontier strategies move to fully invested. As we mentioned on Saturday, this system is not designed to be predictive. It doesn't try to time the bottom, it buys confirmations, which is why this signal arrives after the start of a rally rather than at the absolute low. However, it is worth noting that in a decade of backtesting, this type of setup, a buy signal following several months of bearish price action, has historically been quite bullish for the crypto markets. In two of three instances, it marked the beginning of an extended crypto rally. And even in the one exception, when these strategies were briefly stopped out in the lead-up to the COVID crash, the market never threatened new lows. In other words, over the past 10 years, every time this signal has triggered, Bitcoin's bear market lows were already in. Of course, past performance is no guarantee of future results, but given this history, we're optimistic that a new crypto bull market is now underway. Action to take: choose your preferred strategy, core or frontier, and buy every position at the weights shown below. For tracking purposes, we'll use today's closing prices. We recommend investing in just one of these two strategies. Core is our flagship. It was the strongest risk-adjusted performer of every design we tested, with the simplest possible user experience. It holds four crypto ETFs plus a treasury bill reserve, just five total positions. Frontier is based on the same foundation as Core, but adds exposure to two emerging areas Core deliberately leaves out: businesses being built on top of crypto, and companies turning their balance sheets into token vaults. It currently has 13 positions versus Core's 5. This strategy is likely to outperform Core on an absolute basis, at the cost of greater volatility and lower risk-adjusted returns. Of course, you can switch between strategies at any time, and as a partner, you'll always have access to both. A reminder of the guidance from Saturday's report: size the allocation first. These strategies are designed to be a complete crypto allocation, roughly 5% to 10% of investable assets for most subscribers. At that sizing, even a severe crypto bear market is a painful but recoverable event at the household level. They're not meant to represent a majority of your net worth. Doing so removes the survivability they were built to provide. Ideally, use a U.S. brokerage account with commission-free trading and fractional shares. Some of the positions, especially in Frontier, are relatively small and best held in exact dollar amounts. Buy at the listed weights, all at once. The tables below show each position's target weight and the dollar amount per $10,000 invested. Scale to your own allocation. Note that the 10% treasury bill allocation is part of each portfolio, not leftover cash. Buy it like any other position. What happens next? Once you've bought, you're done. You don't need to monitor anything day to day. The rules run quietly in the background, and when one triggers, the monthly trend check, the weekly circuit breaker, or a quarterly rebalance, we will send an alert with exact instructions, just like this one. In the meantime, you can expect a monthly update, beginning in October, on both portfolios regardless of activity. We're also working on a full strategy report, dashboards, and a position size calculator you'll find on a dedicated section of our website in the coming weeks. One final reminder: owning these strategies will still hurt sometimes. The rules make crypto's declines shallower and shorter, but they cannot make them disappear entirely. By their nature, these strategies will also underperform Bitcoin and the broad crypto market for stretches of time. This is the unavoidable cost of avoiding the massive drawdowns most crypto investors experience, but our research also shows they should dramatically outperform Bitcoin and other cryptos over a full market cycle. And that is how we'll be judging our results. If you have questions, please contact us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Justin Brill Stevenson, Maryland.